AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
A 9-person jury has been seated to hear a lawsuit against Elon Musk.
The trial was triggered by a class action lawsuit on behalf of investors who owned Tesla stock for a 10-day period in August of 2018. That's when Elon Musk sent out a tweet claiming he had lined up the financing to pay for a $72 billion buyout of Tesla, which he then amplified with a follow-up statement that made a deal seem imminent. But the buyout never materialized, and now Musk will have to explain his actions under oath. Long before Musk purchased Twitter for $44 billion in October, he'd had his sights set on Tesla, where he continues to serve as CEO. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from a Russian missile strike in an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine has reached 45, including 6 children. It was the deadliest attack on civilians at one location since last spring. Meantime, the U.S. and Ukraine's military chiefs have met in person as Russia's war with Ukraine nears the one-year mark. A failed Republican candidate for New Mexico's state house has been arrested after a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers. Albuquerque police spokesman Gilbert Gallegos.
He's an election denier. He doesn't want to accept the results of the election. So he approached all of these commissioners and the senators at their home with paperwork claiming that there was fraud involved in those elections.
Sound from KRQE-TV. A search in Central California for 2 suspects in the massacre of 6 people at a home in Goshen, Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau.
It is very clear that this family was a target and that there are gang associations involved as well as drug investigations with us in this home. But let me make this very clear. Not all these people in this home were gang members and not all of these people in this home were drug dealers.
That sound from KSFN. And China's population shrank last year, the first time in decades. This is AP News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is beginning his 3rd term and promising safer schools. Ed Donahue has a report.
Abbott was sworn in for a new term 8 months after a gunman with an AR-15-style rifle killed 19 children and 2 teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde.
Parents must know that their children are going to be safe when they drop them off at school every single morning.
Abbott didn't mention the shooting itself during his inaugural address and didn't offer any specific solutions.
We will not end this session without making our schools safer.
It's not clear yet if Abbott wants to run for president next year, but blames the current president for the record number of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Biden administration is not enforcing the laws that are already on the books.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.